we have an emergency podcast here with Bachelor Chat. It's been a while, Nicole.
I've missed you so much.
I know. A lot of people have missed me.
No, I hate you.
We have a lot to uncover. We got Colton. Matt, James, Rachel. Mm-hmm. And maybe a sneak for another one. We have, who else? Dale.
We have Dale and Claire back together. Peter Weber talking about being single and starting a podcast, maybe.
I forgot you texted me that. And that was like a week ago. I have
some opinions on that.
Yeah. And they're very mean. So they're not mean. They're just harsh. but we should get into the first one. Colton Underwood from his own Bachelor season. Mm-hmm. He picked Cassie. Some of you may know that they broke up and she had to get a restraining order against him, but he comes out as gay.
Yeah, so he has an interview, and it's very, you know, one of those serious, like, sit-down interviews, like 60 minutes or something, and he comes out as gay. I mean, I honestly thought for some reason he was going to talk about Cassie and that whole situation and, like, what happened, because we still don't quite know why he was so stalkerish with her. I think I was shocked that he came out as gay, but also not.
Yeah.
What is that? Something I could have predicted. No.
This is a good analogy, but a bad analogy at the same time.
Oh, God.
It's like when you have the person that, like, commits a crime, and you're like, no, they were a good person. They were next door. Like, I never thought anything.
But then I never thought he was going to be a murderer.
I never thought he was going to be. Then you start, like, clicking the dots, and you see that, and this.
Because nobody ever accuses a nice person of being a murderer. Yeah. That's why they get away with it.
And so you connect the dots from there, and you're like, well, that makes sense. He did this as a kid. He used to set shit on fire. He used to blow up his toys, right? And you're like, oh, that makes sense.
He used to rip the heads off his Barbies.
So the same thing with, like, if you were to, like, you look at Colton, you saw it, you didn't think he was, you know, gay at the time, and then you start looking back, well, a virgin, until he was, like, mid-20s.
Right.
Never had sex until probably Cassie. And
yeah.
I mean, now it starts all checking the boxes. That makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. I feel happy for him, though, that he's able to liberate himself and be, like, live his real truth. And I still wonder why he was so crazy about her when they broke up. Maybe she said something and suspected it, or, you know what I mean? Like, if he was in a moment of, like, hating himself last year because, like, this isn't who he wanted to be, or for whatever reason. Because he even said, like, I tried to force myself to not be gay. And I'm like, that's so sad. But I also wonder if Cassie was the only woman that he ever, like, felt feelings for, you know? So maybe that's why he was so obsessed with her.
My issue with, was it Good Morning America, right?
I think it was, yeah.
Here's my issue with media and these people is they never brought up the restraining order. They never brought up any of that stuff. This is how I find, this is why I hate the media. Not sure I hate the media, but this is why I hate.
We hate the media.
this like type, because you know for a fact he went to go on Good Morning America and told them why he was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He probably said something like, hey, do not bring up the restraining order. You're going to get this piece of information if you don't bring up those questions.
Maybe.
I guarantee that happens. And the media was like, and Good Morning America's like, yeah, we don't care. We're getting the publicity. We won't bring up any of your past.
We want the exclusive.
Which is bullshit. That's why I hate a lot of shit, because they had a perfect opportunity to be like, hey, you're coming out gay, but let's talk about the trainer. Why were you so aggressive? Why were you stalking her? Why were you putting this? Explain yourself to that, because you're gay. She breaks up with you. Why are you so worried? Like, why did you freak out like this? We want to know. Also, it'd be pretty good educational for people being like you said, maybe it was the only girl I actually did love.
Yeah.
That I was like, maybe this is the reason why I'm not gay. Like, I got to keep this.
It was just the one person.
Yeah, so I had to keep her. So maybe it was. I don't know. But
I'm not going to lie. I pulled that from Mamma Mia, because the guy was like, you were the first and last woman I've ever loved. And it was.
I've never seen Mamma Mia. I only know a song. Mamma Mia.
I hate you. Okay, well, now I know what we're doing for movie night.
All right.
But yeah, so, and then he apologizes and he says he has remorse. Apparently for hiding his feelings for so long and hurting people in his life through secrecy, because he says he knew he was different, quote unquote different, at 6 and discovered for certain that he liked men in high school. So he's apologized now to the women that went on his season, which was also my friends Kaylin Miller Keys and Hannah Brown. that's where they got their bachelor journeys started at. So he goes and apologizes to all the women for basically wasting their time. But I also feel like people shouldn't be too harsh on him for that.
No. Because I think it should be more harsh on the restraining order part.
Right. We should be more upset that he was, like, stalking his ex.
Yeah.
Than the fact that he's gay. Like, nobody cares that he's gay, I don't think. I don't care.
Not now.
Who gives a fuck? It's like, cool. Like, you're you. Like,
do whatever you want.
Celebrate that. Love that for you. But don't stalk people.
Yep. Now, we go to Matt, James, and Rachel, and you can give a little more backstory on this. But to start off, Rachel goes to hang out with Matt in New York City. There's rumors flowing around they're together. Mm-hmm. They're doing this, and take it away.
Yeah, so apparently Matt James is being a naughty, naughty boy. So this is back when the middle of COVID, and we had, what was it, the quarantine crew with Tyler and Hannah. Supposedly Matt was talking very casually with a woman named Grace. She said they had a romantic friendship before the show. This was all before Matt was supposed to be on even Claire's season and before he was ever considered for The Bachelor. And yeah, so she said that at some point he went on Good Morning America in June and announced he was The Bachelor. And then they went on a date a few days later. They continued to talk. They went on another date. Matt apparently nominated her, in her own words, tried to get her to go on the show, nominated her to compete. And she said, no, I just got a new job. Like, I might be the villain because I already know him. So a couple months later, Grace admitted that she began considering going on the show, but because her job wasn't working out, she had a couple interviews and was like, okay, Matt, I'm ready to go on. And a producer contacted her. She had a couple interviews, didn't get on the show, and then she found a better job. She pointed out that she doesn't feel like a victim and is completely fine. And she added that she's completely fine with Matt. He went on the show, found love, great, had no issues here. She holds no grudge. She said they casually talked after him and Rachel Kirkconnell broke up mid-February over the racist controversy. And she had liked racially insensitive material as well. So anyways, Grace lives in Florida and said Matt contacted her on April 4th when he was in Miami and texted out of the blue, said, what are you doing this week? And shouldn't be too busy. I guess they hung out. Could be fun. And said, oh, well, we'll have a quieter night if you want. And just, you know, things probably happened. 2 days later, Grace, Matt hung out. Matt was trying to get back together with Rachel. The pair was spending time together in New York where Matt currently lives. She said it didn't feel right with her. I felt like Rachel was so in love with him. And for him to try and contact me and hang out with me, basically like a former flame, it just didn't sit right. And so she had to say something for Rachel's sake. This is a lot of information to digest.
Let's recap right now, or like give our opinions. First off, if Matt is going, knowing that he's going to be the Bachelor and going on dates and then trying to get her on the show,
mm-hmm.
smart on Grace to be like, I don't want to be the villain, even though right. she kind of did go through with it.
She kind of did try.
But maybe she realized she liked them. Messed up that Matt would go on dates with someone knowing he's going to be on the Bachelor. That's stupid.
It's okay. I watched 90 Day Fiancé as well, by the way. And I also watched Married at First Sight. And there was a guy in Married at First Sight who just got married literally 3 days into getting married to a total stranger, finds out that his ex was pregnant with his baby because he hooked up with her like a month before he was getting married. And he was very far into the process. Like, he knew he was going to get married. So I am like, you are kind of no better if you are trying to, like, if you're seriously dating somebody. I'll be honest, somebody who has applied, I didn't continue to date people once I was applying. You know what I mean? Like, I applied months later, I was in a relationship and they contacted me and I was like, oh, sorry. Like, I'm already taken now. Too late.
Yeah.
Too late, ABC. So you missed out.
Fucked up on Matt's part, but that's just him.
That's just, I think that's guys though. Having
fame now and using his, just being a typical like New York City playboy. Mm-hmm. You know, and then obviously after the show, when him and Rachel are not together anymore, he's more than welcome to go date and talk to multiple people. I would say that if he's trying to date people, if he's going on a couple of dates and girls like, oh, I was dating him. If you're not official, then he can date 400 people if he wants. Right. Who gives a crap? But I will say, if he's talking to people about how he wants to get back with Rachel, if you're talking about how you do want to get back with her, you don't know, then like then you should be focused on trying to get back with her. And by the way, it's not too hard to get back with her.
Yeah.
You call her and she'd come running.
She loves you. I mean, we all saw like after the final rose, and homegirl is so in love with Matt. So apparently Rachel found out about Grace. She confronted him. She called Grace to compare stories, and she essentially walked out on Matt and said, we're done. Which, you know what? Good for her, because I get like the racially insensitive stuff. Like, you can work through that together as a couple, I think. Again, Matt was very dead set on she needs to do the work. She needs to grow. She needs to do this on her own. Yet he's still hanging out with her. So we know that was probably more for publicity's sake. But you were trying to get back together with a woman that, quote unquote, won your season. And you're trying to hang out with girls in Miami. It's a bad look.
Just put it this way. Imagine, you know, we live in Scottsdale, right? Well, that's a party time.
Oh, boy, do we live in Scottsdale.
So imagine you're out with your friend. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, I've been trying to get back together with, whether it's a girl or a guy, I'm trying to get back together with so-and-so, so-and-so. And you're like, all right, let's go out for drinks. And all of a sudden, you see them just like flirting with all these guys, making out with someone on the, mm-hmm. you know, out, going home with someone. It's like, are you really trying to get back with her or him? Because you're out here like...
You're playing a risky game.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just like...
You're putting yourself
Don't be upset if it doesn't work out now because you just...
You put yourself in a situation where you could potentially break the trust of the person that you care about. And shame on him. I am very upset. I'm very deeply upset with Matt about this because that's not the Matt we saw on TV. But, you know, he's been caught in a couple of things at this point.
But also Rachel goes and visits him in D.C. From the article I read, she went and visited him in D.C. Mm-hmm. under the presumption that they're going to try to get back together.
Work on their relationship.
Work on the relationship. Right. I'm assuming they were going to spend all weekend. If I was at your come over to New York. Like, if I had a girl come over here to Scottsdale, I would be like, hey, we spend the whole weekend. We're going to hang out, go out to dinner. We're going to work on, see if we can build on this. Well, and then she apparently, I don't know if she even spent the night at his place. I'm trying to remember. It's so long ago. But she, like, they didn't really go out in public. They, kept quiet. It was very, very, like low key.
They felt they had to.
Yeah. But then she just, like, leaves and, like, nothing from, like, her friends that were saying was, he didn't get back together with. He didn't even, like, they didn't really talk about it. So he was, who knows what's going on in his head right now.
Who knows what his end game plan was with this. Again, like, if I'm trying to get back together with somebody I care about and I want to make it work, I'm not going to hit up somebody I had a former relationship with. You know what I mean? Especially a casual one that was months long. Like, that's basically a situationship. And again, like, I don't know. Kudos to Grace for saying something, but also not kudos to Grace for saying something. Like, it's a catch-22 where I get why people would think she's doing this for attention. You know what I mean?
But we don't know if we – my thing is if she came out on her own – oh, she was on, like, Reality Steve, right?
She went on with Reality
Steve. Okay, so you saw her face and stuff. Like, never mind.
Yeah.
I was going to say if she was just, like, went to Reality Steve behind the scenes, he's like, hey, hide my face, I would think it's not
totally
that
big. Totally less.
Yeah.
It's like how – what's his name's girlfriend? Hannah Brown's – oh, my God. Dog Jingle Man. Jed. It's like Jed's like ex. Like, she wrote a letter and was like, hey, like, I was cheated on. I was lied to. Just an FYI. Here you go. Here's the information.
Yep.
She wasn't doing interviews on Instagram Live where potentially hundreds of thousands of people could see it, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
Moving on to Dale and Claire. Dale and Claire have been back together for a bit. I think we talked about it on one of our episodes, but they're still back together. He was on Chicks in the Office and said they're, quote unquote, very much in love. You are a hopeless romantic and absolutely believe this bullshit. This is the fakest. This guy.
Why would he get back together with her?
Why would he get back together with? Well, let's run it back.
God, I hate you so much.
This is how we're gonna do it because I'm right. And here's what happened. Dale goes on the show not to fucking marry Claire, but to get to the top five, maybe self-sabotage, eliminate himself, so he's a fan favorite. Everyone likes him. He's hot. Blah 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 blah. In shape. All right, then he ends up having to win. She falls in love with him. He's like, oh, shit, I got to stick this through. You rewatch the ring ceremony. It was so – she was so in love with him. He was just like, yeah. It was very fake. Then they, you know, go all quarantine. They're staying together. He breaks up with her, says, hey, it's a mutual this. He was talking to another girl while he was doing it. He told her that he was doing it for fame, right? And then Claire comes out and was like, this was not a mutual decision.
Right.
What he just came out with. I'm just finding out this over like Instagram, basically. That's fucked up. So he was just trying to sabotage. Like, he was just saying to make himself look good in the public eye. People started bashing him. They started going after him. And he goes, shit, I got to recoup my image. So now he's going to get back with her, recoup their relationship, right? So the public eye, hopefully everyone forgets, like, go together for, I don't know, maybe another 6 more months and just be like, you know, it's not working. They were seen together again. He's trying to rebuild his image. There's no chance that this lasts. There's no chance they get married. I just don't
know how anyone could fake a relationship twice. You know what I mean? Like, why go back a second time to fake it again when it's like, just take your loss and leave. Like, you look like a terrible person.
Enemy
like,
number it'll blow one. Over. He gets but it back with her.
Over.
He was
people got over Colton, Stock, and Cassie. Like
people still hate Jed. No one really talks about him. Like,
see, I don't feel like people like totally hate Jed. Like Jed, people will let go and
no, Dale's like, this is a publicity stunt, absolutely, to make it seem like.
Because Dale is teasing. He says everyone will know in due time that what the couple's status is, which tells me maybe they are like engaged.
If
again.
They aren't married in a relationship for 3 years, then it to me it was fake.
Oh, fine.
All right, that's it. All
right. I'm not even going to try to fight you anymore.
It's not going to work out, and I can't wait to do the podcast and be like, and if it does, I'll credit to him.
I'm just saying, Claire still has the ring.
Yeah, of course she does. It's a $25,000 ring.
Well, normally you have to give it back.
Yeah, but now they're back together.
They take it away and then you have to give it back, and then like we get no it back idea. When they get back together. I would love for someone from ABC to come fill me in on these roles.
It won't work out, but that's just me.
Whatever. They say they're living life day by day, and I think they seem happy. I don't know. I don't want to put a damper on it because maybe this is Claire's. Maybe this is just how their story works out. They break up for a minute, get back together, and that's bliss ever since.
Wow. Awesome. So happy for them.
You're such a dick.
Side note. 2 weeks ago, I'm out in Old Town.
2 weeks ago.
I run into Dylan Barber.
Shut up.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, yes. Dylan Barber and Chris Randone were here.
I was pretty fucking drunk.
Oh my God, I love that for you.
Someone's like, Dylan Barber's here. You should go talk to him coming on your podcast. And I was like, I'm not going to do that because that's crazy. But he went to a college in the same hometown that I'm from.
Oh, really?
So it's like a very small town. So where I grew up. Like, yeah, hey, you went to Williams, right? He's like, yeah. It's like, I used to grow up in Williamstown before at a young age. Like, I knew some people that went there. So he was like, yeah, he could have been like being nice, or he could have been, I couldn't tell you what he was looking like. Acting like, but
oh my gosh. So actually I know one of Dylan's like employees / good friends.
Okay. Yeah, so I was pretty, so if he listens, tell him I apologize to him for if I was the drunk asshole. I
mean, I'm
sure there's like 100 people that probably 1,000 people that were asking for pictures and saying hi and stuff like that.
Did you not get a picture with him?
No, I didn't get a picture. Listen, I've met enough famous people in my life to not ask for pictures.
But we have a podcast about The Bachelor.
The next picture I take is either going to be someone on the podcast or like it's Tom Brady.
Oh my gosh.
Like those are the people I would ask for a picture.
Fine.
And any girl in The Bachelorette that's attractive.
Oh which my is all Lord. Of them. You're so funny. Right,
so let's go into
Peter Weber.
Peter and who is the podcast?
God, his name was Dustin or something.
Peter and Dustin, yeah. Peter and Dustin have a podcast.
We're going to do a podcast about being single in New York.
About being single in New York.
Wow, Peter, you've been single for a whole 3 months.
Let me tell you about this, Peter. No, people will listen because you guys have a following. No one gives a fuck about your podcast.
Oh my God.
About being single in New York because you got celebrity fame from being on The Bachelor. Now people might act like they care, but you're gonna get like Jersey Chaser girls all over you. But you are so boring. His stories are gonna be so boring.
Yeah,
they're gonna be miserable.
Well,
it's gonna
he's
be like
been in a relationship for literally the past 2 years, like with several people.
He's literally. It's gonna be like, oh, it's so. This I guarantee is that they're gonna talk about. You know, it's so hard being single in New York and, you know, me being on The Bachelor and trying to find a girl for the right reason. Jeez, as he's plowing so through hard. 1,000 other girls.
He's
you know,
so
it's
having.
Like,
I hate you.
It's like, but it's so true.
It's
like when I have my friends out here that like hook up with tons of girls and stuff like it's so hard to find a nice mean girl. Well, yeah, you're also
you're not really looking
you're going
for
to
one.
Like Maya and trying to hang out with like bachelorette parties and
yep.
And you're being like. In like pulling up in your McLaren, like,
oh my God.
like, what do you, who you think you're attracting?
Yeah.
Like, come on, use your brain here, people.
Yeah, be humble. Drive a Kia Forte.
Don't do that. Actually, I used to have one of those. Do not.
I have one and I love it.
No,
it looks like a ladybug.
Stinks.
No, I agree. I think Peter is just bored, and again, he's this is like the first time he's been single. And I remember when he was The Bachelor and his family was like, I just don't know if he's ready and like done to be partying yet. And they're like, wait, he's The Bachelor and he's just out been partying this whole time, living his life, being single. Like, as you anyone should, but if you're gonna be the Bachelor, like, maybe rein it in a little bit. But everyone's like, no, Peter's a party boy, and it's like, well, this looks promising. And then of course he got engaged to Maddie, and then he was engaged to oh my gosh, who's the other one?
I'm not gonna lie, I zoned out because I was looking at the Instagram post that you, the story you posted me, and I kind of look how like I got a tan, and my arms look like there's some muscle coming into them.
You are looking a little tan there, buddy. I'm super proud of you.
So I was just staring at myself.
I love that for you. No, who is Maddie? Who's on Maddie Prue's? Who is Maddie Prue's runner up?
Hannah Ann.
Duh. So he was engaged to Hannah Ann.
Who and also I met in Old Town. This was like. Jesus. When quarantine first, opened up.
She works out here for a boutique.
She works out here?
She comes out here. You know, I know Hannah Ann. We've messaged before.
Really?
Yeah, because we modeled for the same boutique for a minute. She was very nice.
She came out super nice. I was like, she walked by. I was like, are you Hannah Ann? Like, obviously, I knew who she was.
Obviously.
She was like, yeah. I'm like, and I kind of got, I was like, you're awesome.
Well, I really like
this. This was also at Bevy, where I was hammered drunk.
God, Bevy's just it's a vortex. But yeah, so he was with Hannah Ann because he couldn't get Maddie Prue, and then he was with Maddie Prue, and then he tried getting back with.
No, he was with Hannah Ann because Barb was the worst mother.
Yeah,
in the world.
Barb is the actual worst. But you know what I mean? He was with her, and then he was with Maddie, and then he was trying to get back with Hannah B, and then he was with Kelly, and it was like, oh my God, just pick one. Jesus, just pick one.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was with his fifth runner up, so congrats for that. But now he's single, and it's been a whole 3 months.
And he's going to talk about how hard it is being single. Like, Peter, how many Instagram followers? Give me 1 million Instagram followers. Let me live in New York City. And I'll let you know how fucking easy it is to be single in New York City.
Oh, buddy. Yeah. I feel like you would really...
Yeah, 1.7 million Instagram followers. You don't really have to work. You can do swipe ups. You live in New York. I'll literally let you know how easy it is.
Yeah, it's not
like,
terrible.
Oh, it's so hard to...
It's so hard to date and find a great girl. It's like, yeah, but also your mom.
That'd be like me being like, it's so hard to date in Scottsdale when I have a house on Camelback Mountain.
Right. But also it's like your mom, Barb, is not helping your cause. Let's be honest. We all know that's the real reason why Peter will probably not be married in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Barb's a monster.
She's too controlling.
She's cray cray. I just couldn't ever deal with that. Yeah. Thank God Donna's normal. She's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then Peter comes out and says he was going to quit The Bachelor for Hannah, but she talked him out of it. When he was on The Bachelor and Hannah popped up.
All right. Unless they edited, which they obviously could have.
Yeah.
It did not look like Hannah talked him out of it. She was bawling. Remember, she came. She was bawling.
She was bawling.
And he was like, I don't know what you want me to do. I don't know. And then she left.
But I think it was him being like, I will leave for you right now. I think that's why she was upset, is because she knew, like, yes, I have a connection with you and I really like you. But Hannah was like, I just got my own heart broken. Like, Hannah, I think, is a very well-grounded person in the sense where she's like, I need to focus on my own healing. I'm not going to pick you just because it didn't work out with the other two guys.
Yeah.
She's not Peter. She's not going to pick her third.
She was crying over it.
Yeah, because it's hard when somebody like tells you everything you want to hear. Like, I want to, you know, like, I want to be with you. Like, I will leave all of this for you, because Hannah was the Bachelorette. She knows what a big deal that is. We could have honestly had like 4 seasons being blown up back to back.
Yeah.
But Hannah definitely like saved the day by talking him out of it.
Yep. There was something else that happened. I think they're having trouble picking Bachelor in Paradise contestants because people are trying to stay away.
Yeah.
And they're trying to ask old people like Blake and stuff to come back.
They
on.
Are. They're trying
Let
to
me tell
some
you this,
reruns.
Blake, as a friend that you don't know, do
as a friend that you don't
not
know, do not go
fucking
back.
Go back on Bachelor in Paradise. You.
Do not go back.
No one ruined their image more than Blake. I mean, from a.
Yeah.
From a, oh, this is a sweet, nice guy that we love, to like, this guy's kind of a, like, playboy, like, loser, weirdo-ish. Not like in a bad way. He wasn't like Jed. It was just like, yeah, you probably met a guy where you're like, that guy is like attractive, tall, seems like his friends. Like, look, he's outgoing. And then you talk to him, you're like, this guy's a little weird, a little boring,
a little awkward. I've had that where I've more been like, yeah, he's a surface level dude. He ain't that deep, you know? Like, he's more concerned about which Jordans he's matching to his hat that day than anything else. Yeah, I think they are having a hard time convincing people. I think, number one, people are realizing how toxic the internet can be on your reputation and your life.
Yeah.
Like, as if it wasn't obvious before, but for some reason now we've awakened to this. So people are like, yeah, I don't know if I want to do that. Because everyone's got skeletons in their closets, and a lot of people, I don't blame them for not wanting them to possibly be aired out. And just a lot of drama.
Listen, if you want, Bachelor producers, if you're listening, you want to throw a curveball, you can throw me on Bachelor in Paradise.
Please throw Scott on Bachelor
in Paradise. I do not want to do, like, Bachelor.
He doesn't want to be a contestant for the Bachelorette. It's too much.
Like,
what if I nominated you?
I would just be like, I'm not. If they were like, hey, you got to create a 5-minute video, I go, you clearly don't know who I am after this 2-hour interview. I am not doing that. Like, that's what I look
at. You will do an hour long podcast, like, but you can't make a 5-minute video.
No, 5-minute video is like probably like 30 minutes of filming, editing, redoing it, making it. I don't do that, right? Editing, this is easy. I just hit like control.
You realize most guys just pop up their phone on the table and they literally film from their couch, like a backstage casting setup.
I don't care. If I would have a full on interview with them. If that's a stupid question, but that's kind of a weird, dumb question. They would be like, we don't know how we're going to cast this guy. Who is he supposed to be? He's all over the map.
What character is he going
to
play?
He can't be the villain because he just doesn't care that much. He's kind of mean, but he like also
loves everybody.
Like, yeah, it's so weird. We don't know who this guy is going to be. So just skip all that. Put me on Bachelor in Paradise. Like, what season were you on? I wasn't. They just want to spice it up a little bit, add a new person. How we doing?
I got friends of friends out here.
Yeah. So that's what I was planning on doing.
Yeah. I love that for you. No, I think it's going to be very interesting to see who shows up for Paradise this year. But it's going to be different. It's going to be a very different dynamic. Because Chris is hosting Paradise, right?
Well, he's suing, right?
He's suing.
Suing ABC. Because I think
they were going to take him off the Bachelor and Bachelorette franchises and put him in Bachelor in Paradise only.
And they're going to take him off like some other stuff. And I think he's mostly.
He's had a good long career.
I think he's suing because they are probably trying to cut his contract out. There's probably something in his contract probably costing him money or something like that.
Yeah.
So he's probably not suing because. Oh, I notice. He's suing because I think they are like kind of running his name like through like the dirt, right? Like taking it, like saying, oh, this and this and
maybe
this.
Maybe like defamation.
And not having his back on some things when you're like, hey, you know that's not me. Like, so I think he's suing that part. It's not just like, hey, I'm suing you because
I wonder, because if they coordinated him going on the show with Rachel Lindsay, you know what I mean? I'm sure legally, like, he's putting some of that responsibility on them. You know what I mean? For not screening before everything was posted and aired.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a very real possibility. Like, he's looking at this like, oh, God, I'm so CSIing the shit out of this. But, like, he's probably like, yeah, like, this was their way of getting me out and, like, on my contract and this and this and that. But it's like, was it?
Yeah.
Severely mess up?
I don't know. Like, I'm not, like, a lawyer, but I just assume that there's, like, two reasons he's suing. One, just to, like, get money and his job back. Or two, is they're actually, like, dragging his name through the mud and he's like, no, that's not what happened. You guys don't have my back. I've been with you guys for 30 or 25 seasons or whatever it is. You're just like, oh, see you, Chris. Sorry, no longer a part of it.
Yeah, can't
and like
help
trying
you,
to like
bud.
Not pay me and stuff like that for it. So
probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Oh my gosh, so much to digest. Is there anything else that we've missed?
I don't know. I'm trying to get next episode, or unless there's some other drama that comes out. Gonna try to get my buddy Matt on the podcast.
He was
on Big Brother.
Love it.
I told him, asked him last week, he's like, I could, depending on how drunk I'm gonna be, because DC had like opened up a little bit, so they were doing a Sunday fun day.
I love it.
So he was probably going out. So I'll hit him up maybe this Sunday if we can do early in the morning. Or you can't do weekends.
I can't do weekends. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm back to normal work, so I work all weekends.
All right. We'll figure something out to get him on the show. Maybe Monday evening after my work, and we try to get him on. I think that's it, and then we got to get your friend on.
We got to Elise took a social media break for a month, so she's finally back.
She's back. It took me 45 minutes to go through, like, because I don't like having the things pop up on the top of my Instagram, like the stories.
Yeah,
hers was like 400 dots.
Yeah, because she was catching up. She just came back and she was doing a little Q&A.
I think when you do a social media hiatus, You don't just come back and make up for the month that you lost. Nah, that'd be like me be like, hey, I'm saving money. I'm saving money this month. Oh, you guys, I saved money. Let's spend the money that I saved last month.
That's exactly how that works. I don't know how you save money, but I save money. And then I'm like, great, I'm going to splurge all of it. Yeah. No, she took a social media break. She gets overwhelmed by it. And I don't blame her. It's a lot, especially when you have so many followers. But I'm sure people like DM you and hit you up and they're like, hey, are you okay? Hey, what's going on? We haven't heard from you. Blah, blah, blah. People are crazy. I don't know if you've been watching my DMs, but
oh,
I have a lot of fun DMs coming up.
All right. We got it. I saw you post one of them.
Oh, I had another one to post this morning. I just haven't posted it yet.
We should I'll hit up the podcast that we were on, Justin and Maddie, and we'll get them on because we can read through the DMs. She had Mia Khalifa repost a thing from her. I don't know if you know who that is.
No.
Mia Khalifa was that... I don't know what nationality she is, but she did porn for like maybe like she became very popular doing porn for like 3 months. She only did it for like 3 months.
Love that.
But she like became really popular and like ISIS was after her. I think she's from like a country over there. Like because My like they're God. Not supposed to, you know, their culture is not about that. That's where she came from. Yeah. Like, and she was like on the run, and then she became like. There's a couple athletes signed her DMs, and she used to put them on blast like every time an athlete like slid into her DMs. Love it. And so she became kind of popular from that. She didn't really do porn that long. But so she gets her hair done in like LA. And Maddie's like, oh my God, Mia Khalifa does her hair. And she got like a different color. Like, so she usually has like black hair, I think. And this was like brown. She's right. Like, oh my God, I got to get my highlights. She gets it from the same place that I do. I love this, like, you know, from the same like hairstylist.
Yeah.
And then Mia like reposted her. And she's like, I will go to the end of the world for you.
Oh my God. That is so funny.
But.
I will go to the end of the world for you.
But it's just, yeah, it's funny. But
yeah, no, I just post my best DMs. I post them in my private stories so all my closest friends and family can enjoy them and just see how creepy people can be. So I actually just had a guy in Vegas. I was there for 10 days. He messaged me on Facebook and he emailed me and basically noted he knew where I was staying. He would love to meet me. And, you know, talk about my ambitions. And let me tell you guys, like, I've had this situation happen multiple times where guys are like, I want to take you to dinner and just talk about your life and get to know you. And I'm like, no, you don't. You want to wear my skin suit, like, for sure. And the fact that he knew what hotel I was at, I was super creeped out. So I was never, ever walking alone in Vegas. That was terrifying. He just messaged me again on Instagram. And I was like, ladies, please do not ever tag me in a location while we are there. That's how this happened. So, yeah, so I just blocked him, too. But I'm like, God, I get so, like, anxious. I can't even imagine being famous and having real stalkers.
Dude, I don't know.
And then I had a guy, I posted this one, I think, 2 weeks ago. Some guy literally liked every photo on my Instagram.
That is weird.
That's a lot of photos. And I just kept posting and scrolling. Like, it was video of, like, just constant likes. I was like... This is terrifying. Like, who has the time and who does that?
That's weird. Who? Also, like, why would you, like, you know that's creepy. Like, every girl would find that creepy. No girls would be like, ooh, he went back.
He went back to 2010.
500 pictures of mine. Like, that makes, guys are so dumb. Guys are so dumb.
Guys are super, no offense, guys, but y'all be dumb.
No, oh, man.
Y'all be dumb. Yeah, so this was fun. I've missed you so much.
I know. We should do a podcast and talk about
it. I told you. We just got to start doing our dating life podcasts and stuff because, boy, do I have some fun stuff to share.
Did I go on a date recently?
Have you been dating? Let's talk about that. Have you gone on dates? What's going on with Scott?
Not really.
Scott Picard, are you dating?
No.
Are you on Hinge? Are you on Bumble?
I am. I posted that Instagram
picture. Yes, that was so I saw that.
I re-downloaded Hinge and put that in my first one.
I'm so glad. Here's what we need to do. I need you to give me access to your Hinge.
Okay.
And let me have at it.
There's only ugly girls that like me right now. So it's very demoralizing.
Scott! Oh my gosh. I hate you so much. I have not been on Hinge in months. It's terrifying. I don't want to be on there anymore. I meet trash people on Hinge.
Yeah, there's
no, okay. I'll take that back. I would say half of the guys I've met have been absolute trash. Like, the other half have been actually very wonderful, sweet gentlemen. I just wasn't interested.
Yeah, I don't think I've gone on a date in a while.
Oh, boy. We got to fix that. We're going to fix this, pal. I told you guys, I'm going to set up a bachelor version like scenario for Scott. We're just gonna accept. I'm gonna accept all the applicants and review them myself.
I've just been having a lot of fun though.
You are. You're having your Peter Weber moment.
I'm just no. Well, that guy. I don't know. I worked during the week. I coached the basketball team.
Yeah, you're busy.
The girls wanted to give me a shout out. I'll probably have to do that the next time.
Shout out, girls! I'm gonna do it first.
I'll do it next time when I shout out in the beginning. Then I'll keep it a little more low key. I won't cuss as much. Curse. I want to cuss and stuff.
You weren't too bad today.
Even though they like.
They totally hear from you.
Yeah.
We totally know that.
I've dropped a couple F-bombs before.
You curse?
So.
No. That's so funny.
But yeah, so I. No, I don't think I've been on a date. Oh. And then on the weekends, like, Old Town's kind of opened up, so we kind of went and experienced that.
True.
Then last weekend, I was with my friend. Her parents were in town.
Nice.
From the East Coast, so I went out to dinner with them.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, I haven't gone on any dates.
It's not been too crazy. That's good.
Do you think I can wear this Brandon Bills hat out in public? Like, absolutely. I mean, like, out in Old Town on, like, a Friday or Saturday night?
Yeah, I think it's cute. It's plain. It's black. It's okay. Got a little logo, but it's sporty. And
this episode is brought to you by Brandon Bills. If you don't have a Brandon Bills hat, you are an idiot and you have no style.
We definitely love the new performance hats.
They did our company hats. I have them somewhere.
Oh, did they? Nice. Yeah. I love their hats. They've sponsored the Coyotes before. That's actually how I found
them.
It's
an Arizona-based company.
Yeah, it's an Arizona-based company.
Like down the road. Yeah.
Yeah, and they like messaged me a couple years ago, and I did some shots with them, and I stayed really close with Josh, the photographer. So, yeah, so he recently reached out and hooked it up.
Does he need a male model?
I mean, maybe.
I've done one male modeling shoot. Let's get you a second.
We still have to have our own professional, like, bachelor chat shoot. We still have to do this.
All right.
We need to get our branding done, Scott.
We do. Then we need to get...
to coordinate some outfits.
Yeah.
Get some roses and rose petals and shit.
We could do that.
Got to do the whole thing. I got a friend who'll
do it. It's getting hot, so I don't really want to do it at, like, Papago or something. It's too
hot. Why would we go to Papago?
Yeah, that's what... I don't know.
I feel like
why do girls take pictures inside garages? Like, it makes no sense.
I, cannot with you.
All right? Like, every girl out here does pictures at Papago.
Let's go and do something. No, I was thinking, like, let's go and do something, like, with a cactus, like, in the desert.
Yeah, maybe I'll just fucking have it just... put my head into it so I just end my misery.
Yeah, exactly. I just hope you get taken out by a choya. I'm just kidding.
I don't even know what that is, but...
It's little jumping cactuses.
Oh, really? Wait. Cactuses are alive?
Oh, man. Oh, buddy. You are so not from here. Yeah, it's not like... Well, they are living... I mean...
They just jump at you?
I mean, they're called jumping cactus. Like, if you walk by too closely, like, they have, like, needle, like, hooks... Like, they have, there's microscopic, but they have hook-like little needles, and if you walk by, they just, like, catch on you, so it's like they jump at you.
Oh, okay, jeez.
They don't actually jump. It's not like a cartoon. I don't know. We don't live in a cartoon.
I don't know.
Is this a simulation?
Listen, if I don't know something, and you tell me, talk about a topic that I don't know,
like
I just believe you. Yeah, I don't know anything about
wait, it's alive?
Plants,
technically, animals. It's a living plant.
Like, I don't know that shit.
You're so funny.
I guess, all right, let's wrap it up because we're rambling
at this point. I digress.
But thank you guys for all joining. Remember, follow us on Bachelor Chat on Instagram. You can follow the Nicole J. Smith on Instagram, and mine is S. Picard 5.
He doesn't even know.
Yeah. I
follow us at Bachelor Chat. We will see you guys next time.